A Ventura County Fire Department helicopter dips low over a brush-covered hill behind the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. It's dropping water near dozens of firefighters, creating a fire break. This morning, it's all for show to raise awareness about the brush fire threat. But firefighters on the Central and South Coast are already starting to deal with the real thing. Ventura County Fire Department Chief Mark Lorenzen says while some people think our above-average rainfall season eased the brush fire threat, it's actually helping to fuel it.
I wish that were the case and that it reduced our fire risk. And the reality is whether we're in drought or whether we have rain, there's always going to be challenges related to wildland fires. And we've already seen it with our fresh crop of grasses that came up from the significant rainfall. They've turned brown and cured out in the East County, and we've already had a number of wildland fires.
The wet weather that's extended into May temporarily reduced the brush fire danger. At the same time, it's fueled brush growth, even in areas recently hit by the Thomas Hill and Woolsey brush fires. It's light brush, but it's easy to ignite, and it can act as kindling to move flames into thicker, more dangerous old-growth areas.
The weather hasn't really turned yet, but the grasses are starting to turn. The fuel moisture is starting to dry out. But with all the rain, we have some enormous grass crops this year. And the hazard that poses is even though we got the water and now those grass crops grow up into the brush and it goes into the trees, so it's that ladder fuel that helps bring it right into the treetops. And that's what really carries that fire. And it makes it difficult for us by hand and air to put them out when it gets in those heavier fuels.
But Santa Barbara County Fire Department Battalion Chief Anthony Stornetta says the recent burnt areas are also helpful in dealing with future blazes.
It does help on two sides. The first side is the aircraft can work a little better because some of those fuels have been removed in the recent fires. The other thing it does is I think it's brought the community together and the fire service together and the emergency responders all together. And we've been working a lot with partnering for defensible space and trying to do like reverse 911s and the Everbridge program, get people evacuated. And people understand it a lot better. I think before maybe it wasn't so readily available, but now everyone's working together. And I think preventatively we're ahead of the game this year more than we ever have been.
Firefighters on the Central and South Coast have been keeping a close eye on the weather. We've made it through most of the rainfall season without major debris flow issues in the region's brush fire burn zones. At the same time, we've received some badly needed rainfall. Eric Bolt is a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Oxnard. He talks about the weather outlook.
It's looking nice here this spring. We're getting these cloudy days. We're getting some light showers around, and so we're still kind of hanging on to El Nino. During the summer, that typically kind of goes away. Right now, though, there's a possibility it'll stay in this kind of a El Nino, so warmer ocean temperatures over in the eastern tropics as we get into next winter, and that could be another wet year. But until then, we dry out during the summertime. We definitely would expect some significant heat waves. Obviously, that leads to dry fuel conditions and danger for wildfires.
Bolt says what's always tough is the fall and early winter when we see strong Santa Ana and sundowner winds. Remember, the Hill and Woolsey fires in Ventura and Los Angeles County started last November, and the Thomas fire in Ventura and Santa Barbara County started in December of 2017. There's no longer considered to be a brush fire season. Firefighters say the threat is with this year-round, although it does get higher at times. So what's the outlook for our region? Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen.
It looks like it's going to be a busy fire season for us. I don't know that we'll have catastrophic fires like we have. Probably not here, because a lot of our fuel beds have burned, but the state is ripe and ready.
The message that public safety agencies are trying to share about brush fires is a simple one. Be prepared. If you're in a potential brush fire zone, clear brush and other fuels from your property. And now is the time to make sure that you have a family evacuation plan or review the plan that you already have. Last year, more than 100,000 people were forced to evacuate their homes as a result of the Holiday Fire in Santa Barbara County and the Hill and Woolsey fires in Ventura and Los Angeles counties. Some people were prepared, but many were not. The lesson is, it could happen to you. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.